A weather squeeze play continues to influence the weather across the Northeast. High pressure is in control over New England, and it's doing its best to hold off advancing moisture due to a coastal storm to our south. That storm center is well to our south. It's out near the eastern banks of North Carolina, basically near Cape Hatteras. It is bringing moderate to heavy rainfall through portions of the Carolinas up into the mid-Atlantic. It's also generating some large waves and coastal flooding ranging from the Carolinas all the way north through New Jersey into the New York City area. For us, we will not see the biggest impact from this storm. We're basically targeting some fringe impacts as we work through about the next day to day and a half. And you are already seeing evidence of that change today as the sky is cloudier than it was yesterday. The clouds are streaming to the north in advance of that storm. And we have a range of sky cover across our area right now. Across the far north, we've had a mixture of clouds and sunshine through the day. But farther south, closer to that storm center, we are seeing generally overcast conditions. Additionally, there are some showers being thrown up north of the New York City area. At this point, the shower activity has been generally pretty light, and we will continue to have that chance for some showers and perhaps even a period of rain, mainly south of I-90, as we work through the night into the day tomorrow. So tomorrow will be fairly similar to today, with the brightest weather across the North Country. That's where it will be warmer. Farther south, it's going to be a cloudier day, and the chances for showers will increase the farther south that you travel. Into the weekend, things should tend to settle down. We'll probably still have some leftover clouds on Saturday, especially in our southern areas, and we should trend to a brighter day overall as we work into Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of showers along and south of the Mohawk River, low in the lower to mid-40s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of showers south, high in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers or a period of rain, low in the upper 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers or rain, high in the lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the middle to upper 40s, and for tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, more clouds south, high in the 60s, near 70 north, and on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs generally in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.